The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome. You're in the clubhouse. It's 2015. It's January 3rd. It is the New Year's show. And I also want to thank the people who make this show possible. You heard from them earlier, and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions will be there next Saturday doing the show from the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I hope you'll get your tickets. And then it's the Sony Open in Hawaii. Ahmad Rashad, Jeff Rude, Kate Upton, Erica Batchelor, just a few of the people growing a golf television station. It's the Back Nine Network on DirecTV, and Shane Bacon is joining us. He's the kid who grew up wanting to talk sports on television, and now he is living the dream. You've met him on the show while he was a writer and editor of golf blogs for Yahoo Sports. He worked at CBS Sports, AOL. He's a scratch golfer. He caddied at St. Andrews, University of Arizona graduate. Shane Bacon, host of The Turn, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, that was quite the introduction. I was wondering when you were going to keep going. I was kind of impressed. How are you doing? Everything good?
Everything's fabulous. Wonderful New Year's. How's your Happy New Year?
I'm standing on the patio with Camelback Golf Course in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've got a couple of buddies. We're going to play golf here in about an hour. So it can't get much worse. Obviously, we haven't had a show for a couple of days because of the holidays. So I came back to Arizona. And I've just got to play a whole bunch of golf before I go back to Connecticut.
So The Turn is Back Nine Network's flagship show. And it's not really the Back Nine as in the second half of an 18-hole tournament broadcast. It's really what happens in golf, maybe during the event or after the 19th hole, whether you guys follow the elite golfers, regular golfers. I mean, I was looking on the website this morning, and you were featuring the video of the six-year-old who makes two holes in one in the same round. How did that make you feel, Shane?
as a person that doesn't have a hole in one, it made me jealous. But that's kind of the stuff we're trying to do. Obviously, there's a lot of places you can go and listen to, analysis and such of golf tournaments and PGA Tour tournaments. And while we will touch on that type of stuff, we also want to feature the other side of it, as you mentioned. I mean, there's a whole bunch of golf out there. There's a whole bunch of people that play golf in a different way that maybe don't follow all the tours. They just kind of like to chat about the game, like you said, in the 19th hole when they get done playing. And that's kind of the way we're doing it. And it's been fun. It's a new network. Obviously, it's growing, and we're doing some different stuff, and we're changing things here and there. But for the most part, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a cool journey, and we're just trying to make a golf show that people want to watch. As you said, maybe they're scratch golfers, maybe they're a 30 handicap.
Yeah, that's what's most fun about it. I golf when I can with some ladies, EWGA Hawaii. We have a chapter. It's small still. We just started about a year old now. And it's interesting talking with them. They love the game. They love talking about equipment and where to get something at the most reasonable price. But often they have no clue about things that the people who are avid golf followers really care about. You know, if I talk to them about the PGA of America, It's like, yeah, what do they do? You know, it's it's just fascinating. Now, for you, when you started, you made the leap into television, Back 9 Network. For a long time, people thought, I wonder if they're ever going to get on the air and off the ground. It must be thrilling to have such a wonderful, I mean, as I mentioned at the top, Ahmed Rashad, Jeff Rude, Golf Week writer, Kate Upton, Erica Batchelor, bringing the women into the fold. It must be fun working with these people.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. You know, that's been one of my favorite parts of the job is, Jeff Rude and John McGinnis host a show called The Clubhouse. Obviously, John McGinnis is a former PGA Tour player. Just sitting in the office with those guys after the show talking golf, I was a writer. For a number of years and I worked at home, I worked at home and I get to go to events and such, but every day being able to go in there and just hear stories, Jeff Rude covered the tour for 20 years. I mean, the guy knows everybody, knows everything. Obviously John McGinnis does a great job with his own radio show. And that's been really cool. And one of the things we're really trying to do and one of the things I do is, I'm kind of a golf nerd. I love golf stuff. I love tech stuff, but I try to ask some questions to people when they come on the show. That maybe everybody would kind of ask, maybe somebody doesn't know these technical terms about a new driver and such. And I try to get the people to kind of explain that so that there is somebody at home listening. They don't really want to ask, don't know. Maybe they'll find out what these people are talking about because, the techie stuff in that situation and that kind of can get really, intense. It can get really complicated. So, I'm just trying to make a show and have some fun with it where, like I said, anybody can kind of listen to it. And that's been fun. And I really do like the people we work with. It's been cool getting to know them. And there's, they're all coming from all walks of life. I mean, our people on air, we have former sports reporters, obviously golf writers, but then, we have people that maybe aren't huge golf people, but that's good. I mean, that's important for us because that allows people, like I said, to come in and ask some stuff that maybe I wouldn't ask because maybe I know it or maybe it's something I'm not really paying attention to.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do is to be the absolute dummy, the nerd, not the nerd, the person who knows nothing and having an equipment person on the air and say, I'm sorry, I really don't understand. And in most cases, I really don't. But could you break this down so we can get a clue about what it is you're talking about so we know what it is that you're giving us to improve our game? And that's what everybody wants. I mean, yeah, we want more distance. That would be lovely. But getting it straight, first of all, down the fairway, off the tee would be nice too. And there's 90% of the golfers out there are just trying to deal with those really basic parts of the game. Well, you're a scratch golfer. I've heard about your game, Mr. Bacon. Somebody talked
about... You've been talking to Matt Ginella.
Yes, I have. And when I was looking, how did you shoot 67s? A mini tour player at one time. It's got to be interesting going from being on the deep inside to taking it over to the and looking, trying to look from the outside in.
It does, and it's fun to be able to play the game, at a decent rate. I mean, when I got to play with Tom Weisskopf, being able to just play, I think the respect level from guys like that goes up a touch. It's fun to be able to kind of talk with those guys about the game from somebody that, like you said, I can shoot around par, and I hate to talk about my golf game because I always feel like when good golfers talk about their golf game, they sound like they're bragging, but. It's just been, golf's been something I've done my whole life. I've been out in Arizona for about a week and I literally play golf every day. It's not just a job for me. It's something that I love to do and it's a passion that I've had forever. When I was 13 years old, it was me and my dad had a conversation, is it going to be golf or is it going to be baseball? And I had to give up one and I picked golf and it's been like that ever since. And, I run into a lot of, my former mini tour golfers. Actually, I hung out with a couple of them last night who hate the game now because, they played it at a high rate and they can't necessarily play it like that anymore. I was never like that. Even when I quit playing on the Gateway Tour, I still love going out there and playing it. I still love being competitive. I played in a money game yesterday. So, golf's something that I really, really love doing. And it's something that, even if I didn't do this for a living, it'd be something that I would read all the blogs. I would read, Golf WRX and I would read My Golf Spy. I would go to those websites because, it's the stuff that I love.
Yeah, I totally understand. So you wouldn't mind if your game, you were shooting in the 80s because you hadn't been practicing? Or do you think that would ever happen, having the background that you have?
I've shot in the 80s, trust me. I got the opportunity to play Wingfoot when I first moved up to the Northeast. And I hit the ball about as good as I can hit it and probably shot 83 because I just could not three-putt at every green. They're the fastest greens I've ever played. So trust me, I can have those rounds where I go high. But, you know, I mean, that's the thing. The golf is such a weird sport in the sense that you're literally competing with your own brain. You know, you're just trying to get out of your own way. That's the thing that I always, you know, had the hardest time with, is kind of getting out of my own way and letting myself, you know, do the stuff I do. You know, hit this chip shot, you know how to do it. You know, don't think about all the negative that can happen because, you know, for me, if I think negative something, it's probably not going to be a successful golf shot. So, you know, that's why I think it's so much fun, is it literally is an internal battle for 5 straight hours. And the moment you finish, all you want to do is go sit at the bar with your buddy and go over the round again. My mom used to make fun of me and my dad. I'd play in a junior tournament in Waco, Texas, and we'd drive back home to Marshall, and we'd literally talk about my round for 4 hours. My mom said, I don't understand how you guys even remember what shots you hit on these certain holes, and we'd be talking about it for 4 hours after the four-hour round.
Replaying the game. That is awesome. Okay, you brought up chipping, okay, and I can't help but go to Tiger Woods. The chipping, ooh. I know, the chipping we shot at the Hero, or we saw at the Hero World Challenge that he shot. What do you think happened there? What's going on with Tiger Woods?
Well, you know, here's something that I always say about Tiger, because I'm a Tiger defender. I always have been. I mean, I think Tiger's going to have a great season this year. You know, we see every shot Tiger hits. That's not the case for anybody else. Now, sometimes it happens, you know, in majors when Rory's playing well, we'll see all of his golf shots. But you never don't see a shot Tiger hit, even if he's playing bad. So, you know, say Charles Howell III's playing and he hits a couple of, you know, fat chips or blazed one. They might not show it on air, but they're going to show it from Tiger. That being said, it was really ugly out there with the chipping. I think some of it was the grass. I mean, a lot of the other guys, Zach Johnson said, you know, I've had a couple where I've hit a couple of fat chips. It's just simply the grain's growing against me. But, I mean, I just think it's rust. You know, when you don't play competitive golf, as we talked about a minute ago, I mean, when you're not playing super competitive golf, even for Tiger Woods, you know, one of the best golfers of all time, when you get out there, you know, between the ropes for the first time, it's different. It's just a different game. It's different than going playing hours with your buddies, even if it's a money game for $1,000. I mean, it's just, you know, you're talking about a completely different feeling. That's something I've always said is, you know, I might play great golf for 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then get out there for, you know, a U.S. Open qualifier or a, you know, Arizona qualifier or something. And my game feels different just because the pressure's different. And that's simply with Tiger. But, I mean, I think he's going to be fine. I'm excited to see what he does this year. I just, you know, my main concern, my main thought, everything is I just hope he's healthy for a season because I'd like to see him compete against Rory. I really am excited about the majors this year. I think there are some great, great venues that has a chance to bring us a lot of drama, obviously going back to St. Andrews where Tiger's won twice. So I'm excited, and I think that the best thing to happen to Tiger's golf game in a long time is what Rory did at the end of the season, because Tiger's such a competitor. I think he's excited to go out there and go, I'm not letting this young kid take over yet. And I think that's going to be fun to see. I really hope those guys can at least compete in one major on a Sunday. I mean, I think the ratings would be out of this world.
Yes, absolutely. I thought his depth perception completely left him. I wanted to have his eyes checked when I was, you know, it's like, wow, one after another. That was interesting. Okay. Let's talk about those majors. I was looking at on the website. We're talking with Shane Bacon. He is co-host of The Turn on Back 9 Network. And you can find Back 9 Network on DirecTV. If you've got DirecTV and you don't have Back 9 Network, then you should call them, right? And make sure that they're added. Is that how it works?
Yeah, you can call and add it. And it's just part of the sports package. So if, you know, if people are listening, if you have Golf Channel and you have ESPN, you're going to have Back 9 and it's on Channel 262. So it'll be there. But and we post stuff on the website as well. You know, that's something we've been doing, is trying to get some stuff up on the site as well.
Yes.
For people that don't have it. I did a prediction piece before we took a break, and just kind of predicted the majors for next year and kind of looking ahead. Granted, now I want everybody listening to understand this. I am literally the worst predictor of golf winners of all time. So everybody I said probably would, like, not even play. But I did do the predictions, and I hope that they're somewhat close.
No, they were interesting. They're interesting predictions because they're not the standard predictions. For the Masters, of course, everybody wants to know whether we can get Rory McIlroy squared away with his green jacket and have a career Grand Slam, right? So what do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that the Masters is the major that sets up the best for Rory. I mean, I think we saw it when he played well for 3.5 rounds, you know, a few years back.
Uh-huh.
I just, You know, the break, I mean, the break hurts him. I think if the Masters would have been, you know, if the Masters came quicker after what he did at the PGA, I mean, you know, he's got some other stuff off the course that could affect him in the sense of mentally or preparation-wise. But, you know, I mean, I think Rory will be competitive in just about every major. I just simply think that's where his game is right now. And I think Bubba will be competitive at the Masters almost every year just because the golf course sets up so well for him. But I picked Jason Day to win because when Jason Day's been healthy at Augusta, he's played really well. And I think Jason Day is the type of talent that is surprising. He hasn't won a major yet, and I think he's the type of player that if you're looking at somebody under 30 to do it, especially an international player, he's kind of the one I'd pick. You know, I think Sergio Garcia has a chance to have a great run at the majors this year, too. I mean, again, another guy that hasn't won a major yet, and we're all kind of saying, is he ever going to do it? And he seems just so much happier in his life. You know, that's the thing, too, is, I mean, golf's so mental, as we mentioned earlier. I mean, you know, when you're in a good place mentally in your life, your golf game's going to be better, and I think that's what we see with Sergio.
How about the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay? Chambers Bay, I was there. I walked the course. I can't say that I played the course because that's rough. Not only is it a physical challenge, it's difficult playing. What are your thoughts?
And it's really long. I picked Rory in my piece just because I had to pick Rory to win one major. I think he's got a chance at both the Opens. I think he's you know, he almost shot 62 the last time the British Open was at St. Andrews. You know, I think he's going to be in competitive all those. I think that he gets the ball long enough to have a chance at the U.S. Open because I think Chambers is going to play around 7,500. And, you know, I mean, again, when his game is clicking and he's making putts, you know, he's going to be the one to beat. You know, the story going into that, I think more than anything, is going to be Phil Mickelson again. Is Phil Mickelson going to win that career Grand Slam, obviously struggling to close out the U.S. Opens in his career. So that'll be fun. Again, I mean, I just hope Phil healthy enough to be able to go out there and play because Phil and Tiger had such, you know, such poor 2014.
Do you think it was health for Phil Mickelson?
Well, I mean, you know, I think Phil at this point in his career is really focused on 4 weeks out of the year. I mean, I think he gets really excited about the majors. Like he gets excited about the Masters and stuff because, you know, I mean, Phil's a family guy that likes other stuff. You know, I mean, he likes to focus on other things. He takes family vacations during the PGA Tour season, you know, which is important to him. It's a little bit like Steve Stricker. And, but I mean, I think he knows that he needs to win this thing, you know, for his legacy and his career. And Chambers Bay, again, is a golf course he can compete on because he hits the ball far enough. And I think that's going to be important at that golf course. And then the major I'm most excited about is the British Open because, you know, as you mentioned before the show, I mean, I caddied at St. Andrews when I got out of college. For a few months, me and my buddy went over there. We didn't even have jobs. We just flew over there and asked the starter if we could caddy. I had an interview with Bubba Watson a couple of years ago, and mentioned to him that he was my pick for the British Open in 2015 because I think that you know, St. Andrews is a golf course you have to hit the ball right to left, and it's a major that historically guys that hit the ball far do well in. I mean, I think that Bubba's a guy that can dominate that golf course with his length. You know, I've seen it. I mean, I've played that golf course with certain winds where even I could drive, you know, six or seven greens. And I think that'll be kind of a similar thing for Bubba. You know, John Daly won there. Tigers won there a couple of times. And even Ustazen can get the ball out there when he's swinging well. So, I like Bubba there. I mean, I think that's the major that Bubba has the best chance of winning besides the Masters.
Excellent. Now, the biggest surprise on our final note here, PGA Championship. You chose someone that I'm wondering will even be able to compete in any fashion in the very beginning. But PGA Championship, Dustin Johnson?
Yeah, you know, he was, you know, the bunker gate away the last time it was at this golf course from, you know, from being in that playoff with Martin Keimer and Bubba. And, you know, he hits the ball low, penetrating far, and I think it sets up really well there. Yeah, I mean, you know, the question obviously going into the season is what's his year going to be like? I mean, is he going to start playing, you know, like you said, maybe at Torrey, or is he going to be competitive early on? I mean, I picked him for the last major of the year because he'll have some events under his belt. But, no, I mean, I know it's kind of a wild pick at this point because we don't really know what's going on with Dustin Johnson and Dustin Johnson's golf game and Dustin Johnson's personal life. But, you know, you're hearing all these stories about how committed he is and how focused he is and how much he's working on his golf game and how he's shooting 61 and all this stuff. So, obviously, when he gets back out there, I think Dustin is the most talented American in golf right now. And I think that if he gets his focus right, he's got a chance to really dominate and do some really historic stuff. And I think that includes winning major championships.
Excellent. We're talking with Shane Bacon. He's co-host of The Turn on the Back Nine Network. It's on DirecTV. Like reading your bio and some of the questions they asked you, what's in your bag a Bluetooth speaker, Bushnell rangefinder, almonds, a couple of G4 gloves, and a ball marker with my nephew's picture on it.
That's in my bag right now. Actually, I have the speaker charged up. Like I said, I've got seven of my good buddies here with me today. We're playing Camelback, and that'll be what we do. Actually, I played golf at Kierland in Phoenix a couple of days ago, and got to ride those golf boards with a speaker, and that's a different experience. That's something that we thought was really cool and could really kind of change the game, because it gives you something fun to do in between the shots, which obviously, you know, I mean, golf's a 5-hour round, and are you hitting golf shots for, 2 minutes? So,
yeah.
You know, when you get some fun stuff to do in the middle, it's a unique experience, I'll say that.
Well, I hope that you get to go to St. Andrews and Bandon Dunes and hook up with your buddy Matt Ginella, because those two...
We have it booked. We have a pre Bandon trip at Stream Song at the end of the month. Yeah, for some reason, that guy brings the best out in my golf game. Ginella, I told Ginella if I ever try to do it again, he's going to have to be my caddy, because I always tend to play well when he's around. But, yeah, that'll be fun. The Bandon Dunes trip with him and Damon Hack was a lot of fun last year, and I'm excited about it this year.
Excellent. Shane Bacon, thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Anytime.
Awesome. And have a great new year. Much success, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Kapalua Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winners-only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Juli LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And boy, we had a lot of that thunder and lightning last night. Ray Stosic, he's the tournament director for the Sony Open in Hawaii, joining us now. Ray, it's only 9 days away. Are you ready?
We're ready. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
You know, these few Hawaiian blessings that we've had last week have just continued to green up the grass, and the course is in excellent condition. So
I bet.
I
just wanted that wind to be through and gone. No more cold fronts. We need 2 weeks
correct.
Of beautiful weather, right?
That's right.
Right, right. Now, the tournament week is January 12th through the 18th, Wailea Country Club on Oahu, PGA Tour's first full field event of the year. Sony Open attracts 144 of the world's finest golf pros competing for $5.6 million, but they really want the purse, the take home that the champion has of the $1.08 million in prize money. I mean, let's face it, there. You know, Tiger Woods always says, "I'm in it to win it." Well, so are the rest of them, right?
That's correct. It's a good purse, and it's most of the players have had time off, so they're excited to get back with their skill sets, and I'm looking forward to coming over to Hawaii.
Okay, so some of the sponsor exemptions, I haven't heard too many. Can you give us an idea of who's gotten a, anybody from Hawaii got a sponsor exemption?
Well, right now, we're one of the only PGA Tour tournaments in the country that allows an amateur to compete, and that comes out of Hawaii each year. And young Kyle Supa has not only won that event, and he will be exempt into the professional tournament as an amateur. Some of the other exemptions that we've given, John Daly, who's been a longtime favorite in Hawaii and gets involved with the community here, John Daly. Paul Goidos, who's one of the former winners, Paul has received an exemption also.
Excellent.
And then from Sony's side, Ryuji Yamada, Tanihara-san, Iwata-san. So some of those are coming over from Japan to play in the tournament this
Fantastic.
Year.
Fantastic. John Daly just announced his engagement to his longtime girlfriend, and she's his caddy, and they were loudmouth, and it'll be interesting to watch them on the course. And they've got an interesting... suggestions are being taken for the best wedding gown ideas to PGA John Daly. Okay, that's a Twitter account that he has. He's got a lot of followers. He's exciting to have him here, and he's just won an event, shot a 63 on the way to his victory. Very exciting to see him here. Where can we get tickets?
You know, tickets are available online right now. Or at any First Hawaiian bank outlet in the state, and they're $15 now, and they're $20 at the gate, or $50 for a season badge. And you can go to friendsofhawaii.org and order your tickets online, or go to any of the First Hawaiian banks.
Excellent. Now, what about the hospitality tickets? You know, you're on the course, but you'd like to kind of get inside, get some shade. You've got the Victory Villa at 18. That looks nice. I saw that.
Yeah, that's a new offering this year. What we've done, it's the only air-conditioned facility on the course during the tournament. And so in case it gets extremely hot or the trade winds die down, there's large screens for football. And the exciting part this year is we've partnered with High Steakhouse, and they have quite a menu planned, and that's going to be on the golfer's right at 18. And the second opportunity at Tournament 9 is called the Champions Club. It's been housed there by the Green for a number of years, and those are both exciting opportunities that provide food and beverage. On the one at the Victory Villa at 18 with Highs also is inclusive of beer and wine.
Excellent. I spent a lovely hour or two with Bill Backron last year in the Champions Club. It was the last time I got to see him and talk with him. Of course, he passed away. He won't be with us. But I believe, was he with the Hawaiian Open, let's just call it that, you know, Sony Open in Hawaii, for 50 years? For the whole, it's been 50 years, right, since the event started?
Yes. The tournament started in 1965, and so there will be a number of activities on the course this week celebrating 50 years at Wailea. I believe it's the fourth longest-running event at one venue besides the Masters and Doral and Pebble Beach. But exciting time for Wailea. They've done a lot of improvements to the golf course and to the area. New general manager Brad Jenks, and he's been very helpful with us in getting ready for this year's event.
It's a Seth Rayner design course, and of course home to one of the longest running tournaments. As Ray Stosic, the tournament director, we're talking with him now. Sony Open in Hawaii, it starts on the 12th, goes to the 18th, and There's a special event that happens during the Sony Open in Hawaii week, and it's sponsored by Acura Hawaii. It's the Pro Junior Challenge, and it benefits the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. It's a lot of fun, and pros hook up with some of our junior golfers, and they get to play. How do the junior golfers get chosen?
You know what? That's a good question, Danielle. They actually have a year-long competition in the junior golf program, spearheaded by Mary B. And they go ahead and have competitions throughout the year in both the boys and the girls. And so they've been selected for this year. They'll play with the five professionals, which this year are John Daly, Fred Funk, some of our past winners, Jerry Kelly, Russell Henley, and then the last favorite is Davis Love III. So exciting time, one of the only pro junior events in all of the tour stops, 44 of them. And we want to thank Dan Keppel and Acura for sponsoring that event and keeping it alive.
Now, that's on Tuesday afternoon on January 13th. I believe it starts, is it 2:45?
That's correct. And so we have a number of kids that come out in buses, and then it's free to the general public. So it's a pretty exciting time. It's a three-hole playoff, close walking distance, and you get to interact with the young kids that get to play with the pros. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and the pros that are playing are fun. And John Daly, Fred Funk has got a great sense of humor. Didn't he wear a dress once?
He did, but he told us not to mention it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Rose Huang, Aiko Leong, Sean Liu, Malia Nam, and Kyle Supa are the five Hawaii State Junior golfers who are going to be playing in the Acura Hawaii Pro Junior Challenge on January 13th, benefiting the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Excellent. I mean, a really great bunch of kids, and they work hard all year long. Charities, also the big winners. Before we talk about the huge number of money that the Sony Open Hawaii has raised with the help of the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation, do you need any more volunteers?
You bet we do.
It's
always a challenge every year. We average about 1,800 volunteers a year. Many of them come from the military or on their vacation from the mainland, but we're always in need of volunteers. And it's we're one of the only tournaments in the country where, once again, we have a lot of firsts at our event, but most tournaments in the mainland, you have to purchase your volunteer uniform. And we're one of the only tournaments in the country where you actually get your uniform complimentary, and if it wasn't for the 1,800, along with our 55 chair people, we wouldn't be able to give $1 million, over $1 million, to charity each year. So they're the backbone of what we do for local charity.
Okay, so from what I understand, you still need like shot link, gallery control, parking, and what's volunteer pool?
Well, volunteer pool is an area where we try to have some additional volunteers ready on site in case some of the people get stuck in traffic, don't get to make it or whatever. And so, but many of our, because the Wailea Country Club is such a small venue, the exciting part about the volunteers at the Sony Open is that many of them get up and close with the players. So even pro transportation, we're the only tournament in the country where the players aren't given cars at the airport when they first arrive, simply because Wailea built in 1926 in a area where we have very little parking in a residential neighborhood. And so we actually drive the players and their families back and forth from the hotels to the restaurants and what have you. So even in pro transportation, you get some close up a personal time with the professionals.
Excellent.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, that is. And you know, if I weren't doing traffic reports, I'd be driving. I'd like to do this. There's another one, caddies for the amateur players during amateur practice on Sunday, the Sony Dream Cup Pro-Am Monday, the official Pro-Am on Wednesday, and the Sony private outing on the Monday following the tournament. You need caddies?
You bet. We pay $80 per round for the caddies, And it's an exciting time to meet new friends or be on the course if you haven't before, and earn a little money also.
Yeah, earn a little money and get a lot of experience. So that's the Volunteers for Caddies, Sunday the 11th, Monday the 12th, Wednesday the 14th, and then Monday the 19th. You can get your tickets at all First Hawaiian Bank branches, and you can also go online. What is the, is it friendsofhawaii.org?
That's correct.
And if you're volunteering, you'd like to sign up and be a volunteer for ShotLink. Are people intimidated by doing ShotLink, perchance?
Oh, not at all. They get proper instruction from PGA Tour people that come out and walk them through it. And it's a pretty exciting time because you're, for the most part, you're up in a tower, a 15-foot tower. You're right at the greens, and you're getting to see one of the best views at each hole, and also helping out the tournament.
Yeah, and all the stats that you're sending are used by all the people broadcasting and by the PGA Tour. So it's really a cool opportunity to be very close to the action, an experience you'll never get in your life. Yes.
And Danielle, one new since the last time we've talked, we were excited to find out that NBC is going to cover the first 2 hours of our final round on Sunday, and that's only the second time in the history of the Sony Open and the old Hawaiian Open that we're on network television, so that's pretty exciting. It'll be great for the state of Hawaii to be showcased. If you've been watching any of the weather in the mainland or other parts of the world, it's been pretty rough so far.
It certainly has. The final round on Sunday on NBC, 11 until 1, and then on Golf Channel from 1 until 3. Are those Hawaii times?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. Gray Stosik, the tournament director, thank you so much for being on. Sony Open in Hawaii, and it's just 9 days away, January 12th through the 18th. Be a volunteer. Have fun. Thanks for being on the show. A lot of fun
talking with
you.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and the next tournament that's happening will be right at Maui's Kapalua Plantation Course. We'll be there. The Hyundai Tournament of Champions kicks off the first events in Hawaii, and it used to start the year, right? Well, now that we have the wraparound season, it's the Tournament of Champions. Only champions get in to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And Nancy Cross, the executive director, will be with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The big hitters of the PGA Tour hit Waialae for the Sony Open January 12th through the 18th. Come kick off the 2015 tour season with Jimmy Walker, Chris Kirk, Matt Kuchar, Dave Love III, and more. Big names, big action. Tickets at www.sonyopeninhawaii.com or at First Hawaiian Bank on Oahu. Military free with valid ID. Admissions and bag policy apply. Visit www.sonyopeninhawaii.com.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You heard right, by the way. Caddies are needed. Sony Open in Hawaii, and you'll be paid $70 for your time. It's a great opportunity in Hawaii. We don't get many opportunities to get paid for being a caddy. So if you can, for the Sony Open in Hawaii events, some of them, you should go right on that is friendsofhawaii.org and sign up there. They need caddies on the 11th. That's a Sunday. The 12th of Monday, and not Tuesday, but Wednesday the 14th, and Monday again on the 19th. Okay? Yes, a great opportunity. And one thing I wanted to share with you before we talk with Nancy Cross about the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, that's next Saturday, where we'll be when we do our show next. What can you do for yourself this year to get in shape and lose weight? Everybody wants to. That's number one always, you know, want to lose weight, get in shape, get exercising. Well, Dr. Ara Sapaya says get more sleep. When you don't get enough sleep, your body craves a quick energy boost, craves the bad carbs, and you get a burst of energy, but you also start gaining weight. So getting the best sleep possible. That should be your resolution for the new year. And it's a real tough one because we don't have much time in our lives. And speaking of not much time, probably right now, sleep-deprived Nancy Cross, the executive director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. And your New Year's, was it good?
It was. You know, my oldest daughter was born on New Year's Eve, so always a good time to celebrate.
Oh, she gets Christmas and then she gets Christmas.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, it's Monday. Your week, doesn't it start on Monday?
Well, you know, yes, it does. We go really Tuesday to through Monday. But we have professionals arriving. Bubba Watson's on island, Ryan Moore, several more coming in today. And, you know, they'll be practicing up at the plantation course Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with our Pro-Am on Thursday, January 8th, and the competition scheduled for the 9th through the 12th, a Monday finish.
It's fantastic. Now, the Monday finish is because, explain that again.
It's because of the telecast. And so that we try to kind of not be right up against football. So we've done that the last few years, and it's worked out great. It hasn't hurt our attendance. We still get a good crowd out on Monday. But, Danielle, I just also wanted to tell you, you know, after our good storm last night, it's an absolutely gorgeous day here on Maui and at Kapalua. The sun is shining and blue sky, so huge relief.
Yes.
So,
yes, I was thinking that last night. I thought, no, we want to get the wins out of the way because we don't need another record. You know, when Dustin Johnson won, wasn't it the 40-mile-an-hour winds that were blowing across? And it was only the weird thing was, it was just in Kapalua. As soon as you drove anywhere else, like Lahaina, there was no wind.
Well, you know, I was watching, of course, the weather this morning and the news stations in Oahu, and they were saying it's going to be windy, but it is perfectly still here at Kapalua this morning. So that's just a great relief, and we look forward to, you know, a great week of golf. You know, Zach Johnson, our defending champion, coming back, and some great players, you know, Matt Kuchar. Really excited to have the 2014 FedEx Cup champion, Billy Horschel. Jason Day, you know, you name it. We've got a great field of 34 professionals.
Yeah, Jason Day. I was talking with Shane Bacon, who is the co-host of The Turn. It's the Back Nine Network golf program. And Back Nine Network is all golf. But Shane is on the flagship. Anyway, he was talking about his pick for the Masters this year. And if Jason Day stays healthy, he picked Jason Day. Jason is an amazing golfer, and Ben Crane, he opened the FedEx St. Jude Classic with a 7-under 63 and won, coming from, I think he was ranked number 147 in the FedEx Cup standings. So when he won that event, getting his ticket to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, Ben Crane is is such a character. He's a fun guy. Sometimes he can be a little slow, and he takes knocks for that, and it's funny. But Billy Horschel, too, as you mentioned, gaining momentum with that. The end of the year, just BMW championship, the Tour championship by Coca-Cola, and winning the FedEx Cup title. These are fabulous.
He's on a roll, that's for sure.
Yes, on a roll, indeed. And it's always interesting to see how they come back as the new year starts. And Jeff Ogilvie is an excellent player. Patrick Reed won twice.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, Jimmy Walker three times. He started his year here at the Sony Open and won two more times. Truly, we were blessed with Camilo Villegas and Bubba Watson. Just a really, really great field.
You can never count out Angel Cabrera, that's for sure.
Major
champion winner, so you just don't know.
We're lucky, and Hideki Matsuyama is going to be here. So what a cross-section of our, we've got Angel, Hideki, Bubba, all coming to Kapalua. I was looking at my notes from the last time we talked, and I was wondering if you have any more of the inside the ropes packages.
We do. I think we are close to being sold out for Monday, January the 12th, but we definitely have availability for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So anyone that's interested, give us a call at 808-665-9160, and we'll get you all set up.
Now, the Inside the Ropes package includes the honorary observer slot. And what is
Correct. What
is an honorary observer?
Well, it's just a really unique opportunity for people to walk inside the ropes during a competitive round. We have one gentleman from Australia who this is his second time coming out. So just a great experience for people that are real golf fans and really like to have a special experience. You're not, behind a bunch of people. You're walking inside the ropes, during that competitive round. And just a great experience. I think you did it once, didn't you, Danielle?
Yes, I did. And I wanted just to reaffirm that when you're walking inside the ropes, you're not along the ropes. Where the standard bearer walks, the person who holds up the names of the group that you're with, you're right there. You're watching them from just about their position as they strike the ball. So you've got that perfect position. I think Fox is going to start doing that.
Yeah, and you get announced on the tee.
Yes.
And, of course, a professional comes up and introduces himself.
Yes,
so
that's wonderful.
Really, really. But I also wanted to mention that we start off our first round, which is on Friday, January 9th, with a great tradition of Hawaiian blessing that is organized by the Ritz-Carlton Kapalua cultural advisor, Clifford Naole. We're going to have Ahu Manu sing a original song they've written for our event. And it's really a unique and special way to kick off the tournament. So that'll be Friday at approximately 9:25 with our first tee time at 10:10.
Exciting. Very exciting. I just saw Oprah Winfrey has a Twitter account, of course, and she sent a tweet with a picture of her at the top of Haleakala for the sunrise.
Wow.
So, yes. It's an amazing picture. So she must be on island enjoying, or was at least recently. So when you
I'll call her and see if she wants to buy an inside the room.
Nancy Cross, I can't wait to. I hope I see you. I hope I see you. You're so busy.
Oh, you definitely will. Yeah. And again, we are selling tickets online at pgatour.com/Hyundai, but you can also purchase them if you're on island at the two golf shops at the Bay Course, Plantation Course, also at the Honolulu store at the Kapalua Resort, and two ABC stores, one in Hanakawai and the one in Kihei across from Kama'oli Park 1. Just a reminder, anyone 18 and under are allowed in free, so a great family, affordable event. And military, retired, reserve, active, and their families are allowed in free. So come on out and enjoy a great day of golf at the beautiful plantation course.
Excellent. If you heard about an Inside the Ropes package and you want to find out more, the number is 808-665-9160. Let's say somebody wants to volunteer. Would you turn them away? Is it too late?
Well, I think we're doing pretty good.
You're all wrapped up.
To tell you the truth, thank you for your help and beating the drum with the volunteers. I think we're doing good. We are ready to rock and roll. And thank you to our great volunteers and our chairpersons and to our wonderful designated beneficiaries who also help us out with so many volunteers. And, great working with the Kapalua Golf Troon staff. They really help us out, so we're ready.
Excellent. Thank you for being on the show. Nancy Cross, looking forward to seeing you at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and that starts on Tuesday, a couple days from now.
That's practice rounds, but our gates do open on January 8th. With the Pro-Am, and Danielle, look forward to seeing you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Nancy Cross. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Kapalua Maui. It's where champions come to play. In this winner's only field, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions features the best of the best on the PGA Tour. See Zach Johnson, Bubba Watson, Matt Kuchar, Hunter Mahan, and 2014 FedEx Cup champion Billy Horschel play in paradise January 8th through 12th at the Plantation Course. To purchase tickets starting at $20, visit pgatour.com/Hyundai.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the star. Star Protection Agency.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
If you'd like to play a round of golf on the Big Island, that's where the cold front pretty much is, the one that ripped through Kauai, Oahu, the Big Island. There is actually a wind advisory until noon today for Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kahoʻolawe, and Maui. But as Nancy Cross was saying, it's still, and it's very still on Oahu, but it's very windy on the Big Island. And check this out. There's a blizzard warning until 6 o'clock for the Big Island summits. High wind warning until 6 p.m. this evening for Big Island summits. And a high wind warning until noon for Kona, South Big Island, Big Island North and East, Kohala, and Big Island Interior. So thunderstorms are possible. And I just bring this up because Makalei, it's interior. It's not along the coast. And they may or may not get out to play today because rain and fog dominate at Makalei. Poipu Bay, there's an 8:50, a 10 o'clock, an 11:20, a 12:30. Gift cards. If you need a gift for someone who is born January, I always feel bad for the people who are born around Christmas. anyway, somebody needs a gift card. You've got someone, a special birthday, great idea. Poipu Bay gift cards. And they have 25% off the sale rack still and 40% off the ladies EP Pro tailor-made shirts, Sligo men's shirts, and Linksol. Turtle Bay has a tee time at the Palmer course at 10:50 and 11:20. The Fazio course has a 9:34, a 10:14, 11:18. Royal Hawaiian, front nine only. Okay, so they got drenched. You know the back nine's like a bog right now. But there's a 9:30 and an 11:30 if you'd like to do the back nine twice. Or rather, the front nine twice. They're not letting anybody in the back nine. Old Omana, cart path only, $38. There's a 9 o'clock. Makaha East has a 9:50 and an 11:30. Wailea, the gold course, 10 to 12. They've got a lot of tee times open in that time, but it is also cart path only, and the Emerald course has a 10:30. We're going to be joined now by one of my favorite golfing buddies, if not the favorite golfing buddy of all time. And I met her because I joined the Executive Women's Golf Association. Her name is P.E. Lani Culhane, and she joins us now. Welcome to the show, P.E. Lani.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. When I was reading those tee times, you know, I was thinking, God, P.E. Lani, let's go.
I know. Actually, we're going to Hawaii Kai Golf Course this afternoon.
Oh, you're playing Hawaii Kai?
Yeah.
Oh, who's going up?
With Tess and Sudesh and Tess's cameraman, Eric.
Excellent.
So it'll be the four of us. So we're looking forward to it. It's sunny. Like you're saying, it's still and sunny right now.
It's a beautiful day. Now, why did you join? All of the people that P.E. Lani just mentioned are members of the Executive Women's Golf Association. Why did you join?
Because I was looking for a group of people to golf with. Because I started golfing about 2 years ago, and I'm getting better. And one day my husband came home and said, you know, I met someone that is associated with the Executive Women's Golf Association, and maybe something you want to join, check it out. So I did, went online, she gave Jeff her card, and I did. I go, this looks really great. So I gave her a call and went out a couple of times and got to meet some really nice ladies. And it's not only ladies, it's women too, I mean men. And it's just a real nice camaraderie of people to play golf with.
It really is. And we meet, I mean, here I'm in the broadcast business. Val Ernst, who started our Hawaii chapter, is retired Air Force, getting her marketing degree. You are in the, I'm not sure.
I'm in marketing with a petroleum company, Chevron, here in Hawaii.
Right. So, and there are bankers, and there are realtors, and there are, but we all throw it away, you know, we just have fun.
Right.
And Shane Bacon was on earlier during the show, and he was asked on his bio online what his favorite foursome, I think it was his dad, his uncle, and a full cooler. And I thought, I couldn't help but think about when Tess comes along, you know, with a cooler and something special, you know,
right.
it's just so much fun getting to know you and playing golf with you. There's a special event that's coming up. Some of the things the Hawaii chapter of the Executive Women's Golf Association does is put together learning opportunities or socials, you know, and
right.
Women get together. Men are invited too. And we're going to Golf Tech.
Right, on January 9th.
Are you going to be there?
Yes, I will be there. I'm looking forward to that. And that's one of the great things about EWGA. They have the social events. They have these nights where you can go and learn different things about golfing. It's really good.
Yeah, and so at Golf Tech, they're giving us a special rate.
Right.
It's half of what you'd normally pay. And it's a small group, and I think we're bringing some poo-poos and something to drink that would
mm-hmm.
be hors d'oeuvres if you're if you're not familiar with that term, poo-poos. Yes, and so we're going to just have a good time. We're going to get the golf teched, and they really do a lot to show you how your backswing is, where you know whether your hip is rotating correctly, and
mm-hmm.
all the things that. You know, beyond me to think about at the time. So
right.
This and many more, we had Mary B. Porter King gave us a rules clinic last February.
That was right. That was the Pearl Country Club. That was really good. We learned a lot there.
Didn't we? And we had women from the Olomana Ladies Association, Mid-Pack Country
mm-hmm.
Club Ladies. They all came, or not all of them, but some came. So we just are working on. If you'd like to know more about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, Mary B., you can always go to hsjga.org, because they are one of the groups that we, the Executive Women's Golf Association, support as our charity. We'd like to give back to the community. But if you'd like to find out about EWGA, it's EWGA/Hawaii.com, and you can find us there and see all the things we're doing. This is a members, but if you get in touch with us, we wouldn't mind sponsoring you as a guest. Just get in touch with me or one of the folks. You might recognize their name and say, hey, I'd like to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we just made our one-year anniversary as a chapter here in Hawaii.
You're our handicap director. That's one of the cool things about EWGA, is if you don't know about getting your handicap, all of these things are taught to you. Did you know anything about handicaps when you became the handicap director?
No, I did not, Danielle. That was a strict learning curve, and I went to the training that was sponsored by the USGA, which was really good, and so they give you a whole handicap training, and you have the book. And so we do have that on the EWGA.com website, where you can enter your own score, and it tallies your handicap, and it goes through the EWGA GolfNet.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being on the show, because we always want people to find out more about the EWGA Hawaii chapter.
Thank you, Danielle. So good to talk with you.
It's good to talk with you. Have a great time at Hawaii Kai, and say hi to Tess for me.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. We're going to come back and talk with Jeff Shackelford. He's my tradition. Without Jeff Shackelford being
on my show,
I don't think I would be able, you know, it'd be just strange. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU AM Honolulu, KGU FM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Make Hawaii Charities the big winner of the Sony Open. Show aloha to your favorite charity at friendsofhawaii.org. And your gift gets a boost from the Aloha for Hawaii Charities Fund, now through January 18th.
Sony Open in Hawaii.
Boost and bless local charities at friendsofhawaii.org. Now through January 18th, show aloha for Hawaii Charities.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quick response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Jeff Shackelford, contributing writer to Golf World, contributing editor Golf Digest, author of 11 books, including The Future of Golf, How Golf Lost Its Way and How to Get It Back, Grounds for Golf, The History and Fundamentals of Golf Course Design. He wrote for the LA Times, Sports Illustrated, Golf Magazine, Lynx, The Golfer, Golf Web, and so many more. His website, jeffshackelford.com. Created in March of 2003, voted one of the best, and now a partner website to golfdigest.com. Jeff Shackelford, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. It's great to be here, as always, at the start of the year.
You know, I was looking back at the stories of 2014, and when I looked at there was seemed to be a common thread. The LPGA, stronger than it's been in decades, maybe one of the top stories. 17-year-old Lydia Ko breaking records. Needle mover Michelle Wee winning a major. Susie Whaley elected a secretary of the PGA of America, the S secretary, not a secretary. She is now in line to be the first female president of the PGA of America. Ted Bishop is fired for using little girl in a tweet to Ian James Poulter over Tom Watton's performance at the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. And from there, it kind of goes down to Rory and the Ryder Cup and the task force. But women really came on strong this past year, didn't they?
Yeah, they might even be able to be members of the RNA here pretty soon. It's exciting stuff.
Hey, I forgot that part.
Yeah, that one kind of doesn't really fit the theme that it's taken them, 400 million years to move into the new century. And I'd say that was one of the themes of last year for sure. And the LPGA story, I wish it was a little better known, but it takes time to the television ratings, though, what I look at are the audience is growing in there, and so that's exciting. And I mean, that's just one barometer, of course.
But no, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Well, it's the one that pays the bills.
Yes, exactly. It's great to see people come out and be spectators and be volunteers. But you can hold a golf tournament if nobody else, if you don't talk about it, if you don't advertise it, if you don't have sponsors that'll, get you on television, then the world doesn't know about it.
Yeah, and that's really the trick of the whole thing. And so I like to look at the ratings just because it's interesting. You more people watch Champions Tour golf than some people might think. And it's amazing what Tiger does for ratings on the PGA Tour and how few people watch sometimes certain events. It's very it's very fickle.
And it is. Certainly. Golf's fickle, right? I mean, the whole sport.
Well, and we're on so much. You read my site. That's one of my beefs with our sport is that we don't have a downtime. The closest we get is these last few weeks. And I have a little bit of an itch and excitement about Kapalua this week, but I think if we had just about three or four more weeks where we really aren't asked to be engaged in some sort of big-time golf event, the whole sport would just be better off. We'd have this exciting rejuvenation come January 1st, kind of I felt like we used to have.
Yes.
And I feel like we've lost that a little.
I agree with you. I mean, on that one, I'm absolutely I agree. It bothers me that we don't have downtime, and I think it's taxing on the people who work in the business. It's taxing on the volunteers who are asked to come out over and over again. It's the same people, so you don't really get to relax.
Well, and we see it with the men's professionals, and it'll be interesting to see. I mean, this is a problem the LPGA would love to have. If we get to a point where we start having LPGA events where only select top players are there, because the men's schedule is just, we've just done exactly what tennis did 10, 15 years ago, spread the wealth, if you will, and have players all over the place. And it's not ideal. It's difficult in an international game, but it sure would be nice to, I think, have a little more of an off season to help those players all kind of get on the same page schedule wise.
Like football, like baseball.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, one thing that I did also notice this year, and maybe I'm just too engaged, that the women played, and their performance is what made the headlines. the men played, but it seemed that controversy was making the headlines and pushing us forward.
Yeah, that's somewhat true. Part of that's just that the majors were really not very close other than the PGA at Valhalla. That was an exciting finish if you could see it in the dark. But all the others were really not that much in doubt going into Sunday. I mean, Bubba, I think, made it interesting for a few holes, but you never really sensed he was not going to win that. Man, that was his Masters to win. And of course, Martin Keimer was a runaway, and Rory, yeah, it got a little interesting in the British Open, but really he was in control. So that's kind of why I think in part we really don't like runaway winners. And so and there were a lot of controversies. There were a lot of strange things said or strange behavior, some much more egregious than others. Ryder Cup produced its usual first world problem drama.
Well, Phil Mickelson, first of all, rarely is a part embroiled in controversy, and all of a sudden, insider trading. I mean, they couldn't stop talking about Phil Mickelson and his insider trading, the possibility of this and all coming. You know, it's like, whoa, guys, you know, just because he's not playing well, back off.
Well, I was at that tournament, and I would disagree in that when the FBI shows up and is out watching you play golf, there's some interesting stuff going on there. That's not something that happens every day on the PGA Tour. And we never have gotten the full story behind that visit, but someday we will. And, yeah, I just am dying to know, were they in the gallery and did they give him a little wink and a wave, or did they wait for him in the parking lot? You know, the details of that, I think, are pretty fun. And it's a serious investigation. I don't think it's going anywhere at this point, but the fact that it got to the level was newsworthy.
Yeah, no, it was. The FBI showing up, certainly. But they just wanted to take advantage of being able to be really close.
I guess, yeah. Or they just wanted to visit Columbus in May.
And Tiger Woods, let's go there. What do you think with his performance at Hero World Challenge? Short game, way off.
Yeah.
You think he's going to win a major, the big question?
No. I think this year is still going to be a struggle for him. I feel like 2016 is the year he's going to start to put things together if he doesn't get demoralized by his game this year. That exhibition at the Hero was something he did a few other times this year. I got to see it in person, and it's not the yips in the classic sense of weird sort of double hits or shanks, but it's essentially he has some sort of odd yippy type thing going on with his wedge game, and it's we've all been there, and I'm laughing, but it's awful. It's a terrible feeling, and I think it's just going to take him a while to work through that and swing changes, and the swing looked so much better already. So I think he'll get better as the year goes on. But I really would look to next year as when he, I think, starts to put all the pieces back together and makes that one. You feel like he's got one more good run in him at some point.
Yeah, I agree with you. 2012, everybody wrote him off, and then 2013, he won five times.
Yeah. So, but these are some serious issues he's got to work through. So I hope that he doesn't get that he doesn't. You know, when you have injuries and you have these kinds of things happen, it takes a long time to get it back, and some people never do. And when you're in the limelight like him, I just wonder if it will ultimately eat away at him too much and beat him down too much when he continues to do some strange things, you know, in contention, hit some of these weird wedge shots or whatever it is, or a goofy drive. So that, to me, is the key, is if he can just kind of keep building on the year and not obsessed too much about wins, and instead just kind of rebuild his game over the course of the year, I think that sets him up for a nice stretch coming in the next few years.
Do you know anything about his swing consultant, Chris Como? He seems to be very quiet in background.
Yeah, which is fine. That's what Tiger wants.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that Sean Foley was, that was the reason he changed. He just couldn't. He finally admitted it one of those days at the World Challenge. He just physically couldn't do that that swing that Sean Foley wanted him to do. And his philosophy is a little like Mac O'Grady and some of those instructors who do have a swing philosophy that is you need to be very strong and very flexible and have a certain kind of move. And he just that was an amazing admission for him to admit he just physically couldn't do it.
Especially
he never admits things like that.
No, and he's always in the weight room, so obviously it's not something that bulking up and being all muscle.
Oh no, it's very much the opposite. It's core strength and flexibility. And although that was the other very exciting thing at the World Challenge, he came back and everybody who was there in person said he was definitely not as pumped up as he has been.
Yeah,
which is good.
Yes, it is. He wasn't born to be a muscle man. He created himself.
Yeah. And really, I don't know what golfer needs to get that bulked up. And now, you know, you have Rory kind of doing that, which is starting to get interesting.
Well, yeah, what do you think? You think Rory McIlroy will make it to the Masters and win his green jacket?
I don't. I think this whole trial that he's insisting on going forward with is going to really take its toll on him in the early part of the year. I'm sure he's talented enough to have a good year and win some tournaments, but the timing is such that it seems like this is going to interfere with his Masters preparation.
Mm-hmm. I thought the same. Not that I want to agree with you all the time.
It's okay.
Ricky Fowler. I mean, the guy is so consistent, but in 7 years, he's only won once.
Yeah.
And yet he's been on two Ryder Cup teams, right, with his consistent top fives, top tens. Do you think he's going to break through and become a winner?
I do. I think really last year was pretty incredible in that he had retooled his swing and he played better in the majors than just about anybody who didn't win. And so I think that, you know, that to have changed what he did, which was an action that he had pretty much done since junior golf, and then to go out and have it perform, I think, pretty admirably under pressure,
uh-huh,
is a great sign.
So
I would not be surprised if he wins a few this year.
Yeah, being up there all the time and being so close, he's got to be really hungry to win. He doesn't strike me as a journeyman willing just to make millions. He also wants to win.
He does seem to have that vibe about him. It's a different game, though. I mean, some of these guys just make so much money that, yeah, they're hungry, and yes, they're winners at heart, but there's got to be a mentality there, too, that, well, I lost, but I can go back to my yacht and my house.
Okay, that goes to my next, and I was looking at your website, Jeff Shackelford, the person we're talking with. You can see him on Golf Channel's Morning Drive every Monday. You should DVR it. He comes in the second
hour. Yeah, because it's a little early for you guys in Hawaii when I'm on.
Yeah, when you're on.
It's early for the West Coast.
Unless, of course, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I
right.
catch you right away. But I was looking at your website, jeffshackelford.com, and I was thinking about Tiger Woods becoming a golf course designer,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was wondering what you thought of that. And then but I read about Jack. Jack's quote, "The average golfer always wants to relate to the pro." And I don't think the average golfer can relate to the pro today. Now, we certainly can't with the level of money they're making.
He wasn't. He was referring more to the
game. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
That they play. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, a lot of people try to. I want to play like so and so. Tell us how that's impossible.
Well, it's impossible now because their 7-iron is going 190, and the average male 7-iron is still going about 150 or something like that. And you know, when I was a junior golfer and in the high school and in the college, I was a decent player, and I was hitting the same irons as a tour pro, and so there were elements that you found, and some of us did, very relatable to the pro game. It was fun to go play the courses they play, because no, you were not going to shoot 65, but it was fun to see some of the shots they played, and the distances and all that, and the divide between the average decent player and the elite player now is so deep and wide, and you can't put any kind of, you can't quantify what this does to the game and people's ability to relate to it. And, you know, the view of most is, oh, people love to see a player hit at 330. And I guarantee you, if we went out to a tour event, 95% of the gallery couldn't tell the difference between a 275-yard drive and a 310-yard drive.
Yes.
So, the numbers look cool on the screen when somebody hits a 400-yard drive this week at Kapalua. It's kind of cool, but then ultimately, long term, one of the beauties of golf was that we are on the level of the tour pro, but occasionally we could hit a shot like they do. And that's kind of what Jack's getting at. And that's gone now. They play a different game.
Well, just the difference between the PGA Tour and the web.com tour is when you see it on television, it's phenomenal. It's a great divide right there. And if they make it up to that level of PGA Tour, how long can they stay there? Can they break through? That 124 guys or 125 guys, they're amazing. They're almost freaks. The fact that they're able to stay in that place and be that good, part of it has to do with, of course, the team that they're able now, with the money that they make, to put together, to all the facets, you know, getting enough sleep, getting the right nutrition, getting the proper amount of exercise, yep. Right?
Yeah, although, I the other thing that's kind of stunning when you watch now is the turnover rate. And that probably speaks to what you're getting at. It's amazing. There are people who seems like they have a 2 or 3 year run and then they're gone. You just never hear from them again, but they did pretty well for a few years and that was that. It's a very competitive group. And then you throw in, you know me, I've got to throw in the technology and the equipment. I think that probably brings those players together a little more than it should. And that's sort of another thing that Jack would really is kind of hammering at with those comments, is that it is a little bit harder for that really exceptional player to separate themselves from the merely outstanding player.
Because of the equipment and
yeah.
the technology. Yes.
Yeah, it's just such that the size of the driver head that allows people to get away with so-so swings, which didn't used to happen before.
Yeah.
At the elite level, really brings them together. It's great for the everyday golfer, but at that level, I don't know if you want the equipment to be that important. I think you want skill, physical skill and mental skill to be the ultimate deciding factor, and there's a sense that that's not really quite the case.
I would love to see them have a tournament where they all had to play with clubs from 30, 40 years ago.
A lot of people say that, and I don't know why. I don't know why it's so hard to put together. Probably because the manufacturers pay these guys well, and they really aren't too interested in them going out and saying whatever they might say and take the attention away from selling today's clubs. I'm not sure what it is that stops us from being able to have that event, but occasionally at Cherry Hills this year they put a persimmon driver out on the first tee to try to let the players drive the green.
Yes.
Like Arnold Palmer. And but again, they didn't give him a chance to warm up and with it, so it was sort of a crapshoot. You'd like to see him actually have a little time to prepare and see what happens. Jeff Ogilvie plays golf that way occasionally when he goes home to Australia, and a few guys do it. Tiger used to apparently practice with his old persimmons just to do it and to get better at his game.
Yeah, and that sounds smart because you're really working on that perfect place to hit the ball.
And when you look at today's clubs versus those clubs, they look easy to hit after something from 1989.
Right, right. And he's also I just changed his irons, but he hadn't changed in like 8 years.
Yeah.
So he likes to play with things that he's comfortable with, and he's just made some equipment changes. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays in.
Yeah, that's another variable and amongst many.
Yeah, amongst many, exactly. Here's somebody I'd like to see come back. Brant Snedeker.
He has some injury issues, and I don't know how much they're physical and how much they're mental. He seems to have a lot of nagging injuries. And, of course, then he also got on a Segway and fell and hurt himself. So he seems to be somebody who gets a little bit strange with injuries. And believe me, golf is a war sport for injuries, and I can attest. It's a worst sport to keep playing when you have one, because you can so easily groove bad habits and you get weird thoughts in your head. And so last year, though, the thing that with him was his putting. Is he started to get better physically. He is probably the most incredible putter on the tour right
now. Exactly.
And that really helped mask some shaky ball striking rounds. Well, last year his ball striking was okay, and the putting was just okay, and that was why he struggled. But you never know with him. He's kind of a streaky golfer, so he's one of those people that he started to play well enough last year. I thought he might get a pick on the Ryder Cup team because Tom Watson likes him so much, and he's a tough, grid putters are just, even him, when he's putting just in a mediocre way, he's probably better than most of the guys out there. And there's nothing more annoying in match play than somebody who makes a lot of putts. Or doesn't miss five footers.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Annoying for the other team is exactly what you want to be, right?
So aggravating.
Okay, inspirational player of the year. Eric Compton.
Yeah, definitely.
JB, I went with JB Holmes.
Okay.
You know, I mean, to me, Eric Compton, it's an unbelievable accomplishment. You know, I'm amazed that he had the money, the resources to have that many heart transplants. It can't be that inexpensive. And JB Holmes was an adult when he had the brain surgery. And to recover from that, come back and win, that's a pretty amazing feat to me.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But Danielle.
Yes.
Two heart transplants.
Yes, I understand.
Two. That's a lot.
Yes, I know.
That's a lot.
I understand. I just always go back to the money, and I think, well, if you've got enough money to do that, then you must have a really good support system, people there to help you.
If he won the U.S. Open... there is no more incredible story in the history of sports than somebody winning one of the majors, and he had a chance. He was there.
You're absolutely right.
With his third heart.
Now you see why I agree with Jeff.
If you had told somebody 50 years ago, 40, 30 years ago, that might happen, they would have said you're nuts.
Yes, you're right.
But JB Holmes, good for him. It really is. And I'll tell you, I talked to him early last year about his game and what he was doing, and it was very fun to watch in practice. So he's really worked at it. He has a track man he travels with. He doesn't use it for any of the technical stuff with swing. He uses it for practice. That he plays the little combine game on it that makes him tune in and kind of zone in on his wedge distances. Very cool.
Very cool, and he'll be at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good course for him, too.
Yeah, wonderful. You know, it's never enough time with you.
Well, you know where to find me.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and Happy New Year, and I look forward to talking to you real soon.
Same to you, Danielle. Thank you.
We're going to thank the people who make the show possible. Wonderful sponsors that we have. Of course, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get out, get your tickets, go buy tickets, because all the money, you know, that goes for ticket sales ends up in Maui Charities' pockets, and they do good with the money from the Hyundai Tournament of Champions ticket sales. Thank you to Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be mounted and monitored anywhere in the world. You can monitor them from your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ. Military appreciation pricing, discounts, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. It's not raining and it's not that windy. It's also a great day to play a round of golf. Creative Plumbing, thank you so much for being a sponsor. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, you know, you're in charge of a shopping center, it's your house you want to take care of, or you've got a complex, townhouses, or you're, you know, whatever. Creative Plumbing, it has to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. And boy, we'd wish you'd come back. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. Play it forward. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. They go out there. They assess where your weaknesses are, and then they put the protection in place. You, maybe your concert, maybe a special event like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection, it's what you need in Hawaii and California. You can always catch us at RadioGolfClub.com or Stitcher or iTunes or TuneIn. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.